It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The culinary arts program at Kirkwood Community College has grown by leaps and bounds in recent years. They have a restaurant, the Class Act Restaurant, and students can also get experience working in the hotel at Kirkwood Center. The culinary program is ranked 16th in the nation and has become a major draw for students. Today, we're here to visit to find out what's going on. We're in one of the classrooms right now at the Kirkwood Center for Hospitality Arts, and with me is David Horsfield. He's Department Chair of Hospitality here. Hello, David.
Hello. Welcome to the Kirkwood Center for Hospitality Arts.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And give me a little bit of the history of this program, because, I mean, here we are in a state-of-the-art facility, a beautiful hotel and restaurant, and then the classroom set up as well. How long has this program been going on, and when did it turn into this?
Right. This and rightfully so, this really has become something quite special here at Kirkwood. You know, Kirkwood started in 1966. The college came into existence, and hospitality program, the very first food service study plan, came out in 1972. Food service and hospitality at Kirkwood is not new. It's evolved certainly a lot since that time, but the Kirkwood Center for Hospitality Arts is somewhat new, which was fall of 2010. So, and I use fall as a reference because that's when we start teaching each semester. So August of 2010, we opened the Kirkwood Center for Hospitality Arts, which truly is a state-of-the-art facility with a phenomenal opportunity for students to get hands-on practical learning in the culinary arts, food service programs, restaurant management, also hotel management as well.
So in 2010, when you opened this center, I mean, that was right at the height of the recession. Why do you think this program was growing at a time when so many other things were slowing down?
Right. You know, it really came down to the visionary, the forethought of the leadership at the college to be able to invest in and move forward in this direction to open this Center of Hospitality Arts. And for us, the faculty group that was involved in the early stage planning, what we envisioned was a Kirkwood Center for Hospitality Excellence. And so what we envisioned was, well, what would we need to provide students with that really unique yet still highly hands-on learning opportunity to be able to graduate. The goal is to graduate somebody that can walk out there, knock on an employer's door and say, you need to hire me because of skills A, B, C, D, E, F, G that I've been demonstrating and that I've been picking up and learning and applying as a hospitality student. So it was the visionary leadership, and also this facility really came about because early 2000s was the first progression towards a hospitality management program, which was more on the lodging, the hospitality accommodation side. And at the time, the challenge was, well, for students to get a live hands-on opportunity in that field, we were completely reliant upon local businesses to take that student on board and to give them an internship. And oftentimes, just because of the nature of the business, the industry, it's so fast-paced, is that often students were kind of just left on the wayside a little bit because hospitality operations overrode the need to train our students if they were out in industry. So what the thought process at Kirkwood amongst the hospitality team was, well, we're really doing a disservice to students just to put them out into industry. And it's asking a lot of industry to take those students and to train them on our behalf in some instances. So this whole facility, this concept really began with what became known at Kirkwood as the Whisper Story, which was some of the team was in a meeting and the conversation was turning to how could we give those students this great opportunity. And the whisper literally was a whisper in somebody's ear in the middle of a meeting was, you know what, we really ought to build our own hotel. If we had our own hotel and all the facilities and all the potential for students to be live and hands-on within that hotel, then we would be able to control that process and that student would get a much more controlled learning experience rather than just being out there in industry and sometimes getting overrun by the dynamic nature and the pace of industry anyway. So that was really the humble beginnings for this facility that now encompasses, as you mentioned, the full-service hotel at Kirkwood, AAA four-diamond rated hotel property, the highest rated hotel property, one of in the state of Iowa, and the Center for Hospitality Arts, which is our education side and all our programs that integrate into the hotel for that live hands-on training.
There has been a major cultural shift in Iowa, I would say, in the past 15 years where the restaurant scene has really exploded, and there's been just a lot of development in the kinds of foods that are available and using local ingredients, that kind of thing. Did that go hand in hand with this program becoming a major force?
I guess chicken and the egg story maybe comes to mind is what really came first. And I think it was simultaneous, the way that these two movements have kind of grown. On one side of the equation was the hospitality programs at Kirkwood, investing considerable amount of money and thought and energy into the programs that we have and how we offer those. And then also the local farm-to-table, the local, the fresh, all the different elements of the hospitality food service industry that were simultaneously evolving at the same time. And I've been involved in food service here in eastern Iowa for 11 years. I've been in the country 11 years, so I'm kind of relatively new to this environment. But during that time, I've seen that growth and witnessed that growth myself, where communities, not just major metropolitan areas like Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and so on, but smaller communities are embracing food service. And I really think what's happened as well is that food service has become a lot more approachable. Gone are the days where food service was at a very high end, and then maybe at the I have a very busy family, I need to feed my people and my family very quickly to get to our sporting events. Kind of spectrum. So in the middle has become this approachable and affordable food service scene that meets the needs of consumers and has also helped to get consumers excited about trying different foods and being exposed to different service environments.
Who comes here to your culinary program?
You know, it's a very broad, diverse cross-section of students. We have everybody from students, traditional students straight out of high school that have maybe taken food science classes in high school. We also have students that come out of high school that have never ever cooked, never really been in a kitchen, but there was something about hospitality, something about that service that's a natural draw for them. And then the other end of the spectrum, we have re-educators, the people that are coming out of industry, maybe they're changing a career path or trying something different or got to a point in their life where they simply said, I've always wanted to and I've already had this burning desire to, and here's an opportunity for whatever personal reason that may be that those students can actually step over and become a student. So male and female, young, traditional, straight out of school, non-traditional, people that are coming back in the industry. So our cross-section is very diverse.
How many students are enrolled in the program?
In culinary, we have about 120, 125 is typically our total student population on the culinary side. Baking and pastry, our facility doesn't afford as much space to be able to host as many bakers. So we typically have around 20 to 24 baking and pastry students at any one time.
I'm talking with David Horsfield. He is the Department Chair of Hospitality at the Kirkwood Center for Hospitality Arts. And David, would you take us out and show us around? And we're in an empty classroom right now, but there are lots of people here learning and working hard today.
No, absolutely. And as I mentioned, this is a truly a state-of-the-art live hands-on experience, so it wouldn't do us any good to sit in a classroom. So let me go and show you what live and hands-on looks like.
All right, and we're passing through the student lounge here on our way down a long hallway to the classrooms.
Yeah, what we have in our Center for Hospitality Arts is hands-on instruction. There's plenty of hands-on throughout the whole facility. But also in our building, too, our students take their theoretical classes. So for a hospitality student at Kirkwood, the vast majority of their classes typically happen in this one facility. So the upside to that is in our industry, formation of relationships takes a student and a graduate a long way. So there's networking from the ground level all the way through. So there's the benefit of having all our hospitality students in close quarters throughout their time with us.
All right. And so we're right outside a culinary arts lab here. Is this where students begin their journey?
They do, essentially throughout the whole process here, because we have this unique and truly amazing facility, the hotel at Kirkwood and then the Center for Hospitality Arts. So our students on the culinary side, it's a two-year plan of study. So basically the first year, the students are in what we call a controlled environment, where it's a one chef instructor and maximum of 16 students in a controlled lab environment. So highly hands-on, highly practical. But the food that those students make does not go out to any guest. So the lecture starts with a little bit of theory, a little bit of understanding about what it is we're trying to achieve, how we're going to go about achieving it, what the end result should look like. And that theory happens in the kitchen because we feel our students relate much more if they hear about the theory and then turn around and actually do it in that same space. But the food they make, they test it, taste it, critique it, sample it. If they burn it, well, just have a little less to taste.
So in this class, when people come into the program, do they have to have basic proficiency in the kitchen, or do you have people who are really trying stuff for the first time?
Right. We have students that come in with lots of different levels of experience. We have students that come in that have been in industry, or students that have come in that have spent a lot of time cooking at home for friends and family or for themselves. And then the other side, we have students that come in that really have had little to no experience. And then the way that we deliver our curriculum, our classes, is that we operate in a block cycle. So what that means is that our first kitchen experience for students in our lab classes is 2 weeks long, 4 hours a day for 5 days a week. So what those students get in that first class, which is for us is called Kitchen Essentials, which is basically, well, what is the kitchen anyway? What is the specific type of equipment? How do I turn it on? How do I turn it off? If it catches on fire, what do we do to remedy that situation? So it's 2 weeks of how the kitchen works and operates. And then from there, they take another two-week-long class, which is what we're starting to look at now, which is a culinary techniques class, which is 2 weeks' worth of cookery methods, one cooking style or technique a day, and that's the focus. That's the sole focus.
So give me an example of what the style or a method would be that they would learn.
Sure. So maybe a braising day on how what's the principle of braising? How do you braise? Why do you braise? When do you braise? And how does it work? And how do you make great braised food? Or a poaching day, or a broiling day, grilling day. So we break that down and slow it down so that the students just focus on that one task on any of those days.
All right. Can we go visit the class?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go.
All right. So a very, very busy classroom. People seem to be working hard. Do we know what they're learning today?
Yeah, so this is the day one of our other class. So these students have been through that two-week process of learning about the kitchen and how it works and operates. And so this is their first day of real cooking. So the students themselves were really excited to get involved today. So it's a broiling day. So broiling where we're cooking with radiant heat and top-down heat so that the students are actually broiling salmon for the day.
I've been talking with David Horsfield. He is the Department Chair of Hospitality at the Kirkwood Center for Hospitality Arts. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back to the conversation in a moment. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Today we are visiting the Culinary Arts Program at Kirkwood Community College at the Kirkwood Center, and right now we are in a Culinary Arts Laboratory, or classroom. Christy, what brought you to this program?
Well, I graduated from Hawkeye in 2014 with my professional photography degree, and I love food and I love creating, so I thought they would go hand in hand together. I'm someone who kind of grew up on a lot of processed foods, and until I met my boyfriend Andrew, he kind of showed me what real whole foods are all about, and so now I'm just kind of trying to dig in and learn as much as I can and kind of progress my career as it is right now. So,
what do you hope to do with this when you're done?
Well, I would love to move to the West Coast. I would like to someday write a cookbook and maybe start a food blog. And I would like to be a stay-at-home mother someday. So I kind of want to tie all those things in together into one. So
you're making something today that you've never made before?
Yes. Actually, everything that we've made this whole 2 weeks I have never made, so it's kind of been a great learning process so far. Today we are making this broiled salmon and then a cilantro garlic lime sour cream, so from Chef Horsfield.
What has been your greatest success in the kitchen so far since you started the program?
Goodness. Probably learning all the different knife skills, the knife cuts. I didn't know there were so many. Some are very frustrating, like the tournée cuts are kind of hard, but using all the different techniques that we've learned has been probably my greatest accomplishment. So,
well, good luck, and thanks a lot for talking with us.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, and can you tell us your name and then what your title would be?
Melanie Abunami. I'm chef instructor in the Culinary Arts Program, or Hospitality Arts Program.
How long have you been teaching here?
For almost 14 years. I started when we were in our old facility and then came down at the hotel as the executive chef, then food and beverage director, and then just came back to teaching a year and a half ago.
So what do you think is the most challenging for the students once they come into your classroom?
I don't know. There's just a lot going on, so I think maybe multitasking is probably the biggest challenge that they have. Learning all the different techniques. They're all excited, so we have a good group and they're eager. I just think probably multitasking is their biggest challenge.
What is your favorite thing to teach? Is there something that seems to be kind of a moment where people realize that they've made a lot of progress?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It's almost as the hardest question that we get as chefs is, what's your favorite thing to actually cook? So my favorite thing to teach, I don't know, Egg Day is probably one of my favorites because I think just showing them all the things that an egg can do. But knife cuts is fun once they realize that they can do it. When you're saying, okay, you have to cut an eighth of an inch by an eighth of an inch by 2 inches, and they're going, oh my gosh, I can't do it. And then once they realize they can, I think that's kind of the aha moment.
A lot of people dream of owning a restaurant or working in a restaurant. It's one of those dream careers, but in reality it's incredibly hard work and you have to have a lot of skills and it's difficult to make a lot of money. Do you ever find yourself bursting bubbles as an instructor here?
Oh, yeah, I think all the time. Because then I think when they realize that they have to do, there's math involved as opposed to, you know, and accounting as opposed to just cooking. There's the human relations side to it, the HR side to it. So we do burst a lot of bubbles, but that's okay because that's what we're here to do. We're here to show them reality, and that's a good thing. So
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're back out in the hallway. How do you prepare students to deal with the business side of working in the restaurant industry?
Sure. We have classes that are we have hospitality math class, hospitality accounting class. So through the classes, the curriculum, the experience of the instructors, I feel like we bring a lot of different perspectives to the process. So it isn't just cooking. It is in our culinary program. It's certainly a lot about the food, but there's a lot more to being successful in the industry. Because really, at the end of the day, every business that's going to employ people needs to stay alive and be functional and profitable. So we teach that through our programs as well.
Now, I've mentioned already what a beautiful facility this is, and it really is stunning. You wouldn't walk into it and immediately assume it's a school. Why design such a beautiful area just for classrooms?
So the goal was, certainly as part of the hotel at Kirkwood, is to have a facility that was state-of-the-art, that was positioned at the very top of the market, with the rationale being that if we train our students to be the best in the best, and then they choose to take a job in an equivalent best of the best facility, then they've got all the training and experiences certainly to be successful in that environment. For anybody that chose to step downwards or sideways out of that environment into a different subset of our industry, then they would still have met all the requirements to be successful in that element of the industry. So the goal was to train them everything they would need to know, because you can always subtract from that knowledge versus being anticipating that a graduate would need to add to that knowledge just simply to get employed.
We're standing outside the bakery lab right now, and we're on our way to the restaurant. I know, but you mentioned bakery is a year-long program. What kinds of things do they learn?
So our baking and pastry program, so 1 year. So bear in mind, compared to our culinary program, we have 2 years to get those students job ready. Baking and pastry, we have 1 year to get those students highly employable and job ready. So it's a highly practical program where those students are in the lab classes for a lot more intensive period during that 1 year process. They learn cakes, pastries. They learn the science behind baking in terms of, well, so here's the ingredient. What role does that ingredient play? What function does it serve in a recipe or in a production process? Logic there being that if you can understand what the ingredients are doing for you, then you're much more likely to be able to manipulate those ingredients and turn it into a tastier, longer-lasting, better finish, or maybe more economical product.
So here in the classroom side, we talked about the two-year program for the culinary students, and that first year is mostly spent in these classrooms, learning these skills. What does the second year entail?
So when we head down the hallway here, we're going to transition from the Center of Hospitality Arts into the hotel at Kirkwood itself. And so that whole facility was built based on the premise that we want our students in any of our programs to be highly practical and have that hands-on interaction with guests. So once we transition from our side of the facility into the operational side in the hotel, the recipient of the food, the recipient of the service is a real live guest that's paying for that experience. So back in the lab controlled environment, if a student burnt something, dropped something, didn't do it right, couldn't get it to where it needed to be, then that's certainly part of the learning experience. That learning experience continues throughout the whole organization, but the stakes are a little elevated, and bear in mind our students have had much more training before they go into that environment. So the goal is the guests could come in, the guests will still receive a state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line service experience that is involved with students as well.
All right, well, let's go visit.
The little-known fact here is that nowhere else in North America can a student get this extensive live hands-on practical experience because of the way we integrate our students into the operations of a full-service hotel property. So our size allows us to be nimble, and the facility of the hotel at Kirkwood allows our students to be live and hands-on and practical with guests, where the service they deliver goes straight out to that guest. And nowhere else in North America are students integrated so much and so deeply and so entrenched and so entwined into the full service operations of a hotel.
So we're outside the Class Act restaurant, and I don't want to disturb any diners here today, but just give me the thumbnail sketch of the restaurant. How big is it?
Sure. So the Class Act restaurant, we seat about 80 guests inside. I hesitate a little because it falls on the operational side, and those numbers change a little bit. But we are open, or the hotel operates, and the Class Act restaurant is open 7 days a week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 365 days. So as part of a full-service hotel operation, this is always open. It's open to the public, and quite frankly, we exist to be able to give our students that experience with the public. So we love our public. We love it when those guests come in because really the guests are also involved in, besides having a great meal, teaching and training those students by the food and service that they order.
Can you show us around a little?
Absolutely. Let's go. So as we enter, on the left-hand side, we'll see here the name Class Act Restaurant, which is illuminated. And what I love about that name is that it's the Class Act. This is really a classroom. This is a live learning environment for students. So the name, the Class Act Restaurant, has been around since the very early 80s. And this is just the next iteration of that restaurant. And before we came to this facility, we certainly had the Class Act Restaurant, but because it wasn't a part of this full-service hotel, it operated Monday through Thursday, and it was open for a two-hour lunch period. That was it. So the sole...
That's pretty typical for a hospitality program at a university or at a school.
Oh, it is, and there was really nothing wrong with that. But then what we envisioned was something grander, where our students could get a rich and varied and diverse breakfast experience, lunch service experience, dinner service experience, because the types of service, the types of food are a little different and unique at each of those meal periods. So what we have now is a full functioning restaurant open to the public, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 7 days, 365 days of the year, where it's run and operated by professionals. And this is a piece that I think is lost on a lot of people in the community, is that it exists with or without students, but students integrate into and train alongside those professionals. So what a guest does not get is a second-rate experience. The guest gets the AAA Four Diamond rated experience and helps train students through their involvement in the process as well.
So students are integrated, but are they required to work a certain number of hours as part of their program?
So in specific classes, so in certain classes when students have had enough background training to be successful themselves with the guests and to give the guests a great experience, the students are involved on a highly technical number of hours, and it goes back to the way that the education system is built. So students complete in the Class Act dining room when they're learning the service experience. They do 96 hours of service with guests, so the service they deliver is one-to-one with the guest. And then on the food service side, when our students are cooking in the restaurant for the guests in the Class Act restaurant, again, 96 hours of training in that particular outlet with the food that goes out to guests.
What's your favorite thing to eat here?
Oh, you know what? It pretty much comes down to whatever I'm eating that day, because truly, the food is fantastic, and I do not have a vested interest in saying that, because the way the whole operation works is there's a leadership team and an operational team that runs all the outlets. So there's the chef de cuisine of the restaurant that basically is the chef that writes the menu, that controls the cuisine, writes the menu. And so that particular chef is on the operational side, so it's kind of like the other side of the team that's involved in delivering hospitality. So when I say the food is fantastic, it's not my food, so I feel like I can say that the food is fantastic, because I'm not giving myself a compliment by any means in saying that. But there's always there's great features at breakfast, great features at lunch and dinner, and then in addition, the Class Act restaurant, again to give that student that diverse experience, runs some special menus that pop up from time to time. Certainly Valentine's will be its special menu coming shortly, and then keep an eye out for what they call a passport dinner, which is typically a different cuisine becomes the focus and the feature for a particular night in the restaurant.
Do students have to rotate through different day parts so they get experience with breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
They do, because, again, our goal is to graduate students that are highly employable and highly sought after, and part of that is having that diverse experience. So our students, in this one particular case, it's an 8-week-long class, and then the students will get a week of training before they go live. This applies on the front-of-house service side of the restaurant or in the kitchen. And then their last week will be testing and evaluation of all the skills and competencies we've been trying to teach. So weeks 2 through 7 are in rotation. So in the kitchen, as an example, students will spend 2 weeks on breakfast, while other students in the class are maybe starting on lunch for 2 weeks, and other students are in dinner. And then after that 2 weeks, they rotate and evolve, so that by the time the students finish that experience, they've had breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience, and they've had the full gamut.
When someone comes to eat in here, do you think that there is something that they experience that's different because of the student element?
Oh, it is. Absolutely it is. And it's at the top of our radar, and it's on our top of our list of priorities, because the guest obviously in a service environment, the guest comes first. Who also comes first is our other guest, which just happens to be a student. So we view our students as guests of this whole process. So we're delivering service to the paying guest that's receiving the service. Plus we're also highly attuned to giving service and the quality of service to those students that are also paying for the experience, that they just happen to be paying for that experience as a student.
Do students ever have the opportunity? You mentioned the professional staff here. Do they ever have the opportunity to work their way into the professional side?
They do. Many of our students also are employed by the hotel. Obviously, those students typically left a great lasting impression as they went through a class, and then their class instructor was like, you know what, they've got the skills, they've got the abilities, they've got the attitude, the work ethic, which is the other underlying piece of this whole process. And the other underlying thought process behind being so hands-on and practical in a real environment is work ethic is what makes a difference. And Chef mentioned before the time management. So that time management and work ethic in the right person gets potentially an employable position or employment position while they're also a student.
What else should we see before we go?
I really need to show you the banquet operations, because a la carte is where we're in the Class Act restaurant, which is specific table service delivery and cooking for small numbers. And we have the ability to give our students experience where they're cooking for maybe 200, 300, 400, 500 people as well.
All right. So what kind of events do you host?
So this all comes in through the hotel. So this is business events, could be corporate events, corporate training, sales meetings and so on, or certainly in our industry we kind of segregate the business into corporate business or the public business, which is typically social business in nature. So weddings and events are of that nature, where, again, the service is the goal and the experience is the goal for the guests, to have that great takeaway moment. And then those guests also are involved in delivering that training opportunity for students. So what we walk into here is a wonderful atrium space that is the pre-event space before guests maybe go into a ballroom. And that ballroom has a seating capacity of around 500 or a standing capacity of much more than that. So when we the hotel, caters those events, students are involved, depending on their class, depending on their program, in the execution and the delivery of that service to those guests as well.
You know, one of the things I'm struck by in talking to you, David, is you still seem to be almost in awe of what you're able to accomplish here. Do you think that's accurate?
No, it's entirely accurate because I literally feel like I pinch myself every day when I walk into this facility because it is a beautiful facility. But what I really promote to students and through my role I meet regularly and frequently with incoming students, and what I tell them is to forget everything they've seen. Because at the end of the day, you know, it might sound a little counterintuitive, but at the end of the day, it's if we take the building away, it's the curriculum, it's the classes, it's the people in the building that remain. And you can find beautiful buildings all across the nation. You can spend a lot of money going to schools in beautiful buildings. What I love about Kirkwood is that a student gets that same, if not, I would argue, even greater experience, highly hands-on, practical, taught by people who care and who are passionate. And that's, I think, what I get excited about at most is my colleagues, my teammates, everybody involved in this organization loves their craft, loves what they do, is committed and passionate to hospitality. And if you look at it that way, how could a student not learn in this environment? And that's what gets me really excited about what I do here.
David, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I've been talking with David Horsfield. He is the Department Chair of Hospitality at the Kirkwood Center for Hospitality Arts. We're standing right now in the lobby of the hotel at Kirkwood Center, site of the Class Act restaurant, and connected to all of these classrooms that are used in the culinary arts program. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.